Hello, I'm Adam Evans with the NIR Risk News. The truth-telling inquiry in Victoria should be the blueprint for the rest of the country. The Uric Justice Commission has made 100 recommendations, including redress for Victoria's First Peoples and a permanent advisory body. CEO of the Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, Dr. Jill Gallagher, says the report proves that it can be done in other states and territories.
I think the rest of Australia can learn. You know, it is doable. You can do this. And we don't have to alienate the rest of the population. We're not being treated special.
Over 50 stalls showcasing the hard work of Indigenous artists across the country will be on full display this weekend at the National Indigenous Art Fair. The art fair will be taking place on Gadigal Country at the Sydney Overseas Passenger Terminal this Saturday and Sunday. For some of the artists, it will be their first time leaving their remote communities. Vanetta Nabajimba Hudson is an artist from the Woolloocullingu Art Centre in Yundamu, and she'll be showcasing her work at the art fair. She says it's been great getting to see what Sydney has to offer.
I went around to Sydney Opera House and shopping, and I went to the casino. It's really awesome. I'm having this trip.
Australia hopes to bring America's brightest minds down under as Donald Trump's research cuts spark a US brain drain. The US president has taken a chainsaw to science funding, slashing thousands of government grants and transforming the global state of research. Former Labor leader Bill Shorten, now Vice Chancellor of the University of Canberra, says efforts by the Australian Academy of Science to attract American talent was good national coordination. We'll have more coming up next.
Hey, you mop. Have you had your bub's ear checked lately? Even little ones as young as 2 months can get ear infections without showing obvious signs. Getting their ears checked early can help them hear clearly and grow strong. It's a quick and easy checkup, perfect for babies and toddlers too. Give Hearing Australia a call on 1300 253 655. Let's have a yarn and make sure those little ears are ready to hear the world.
Program sponsor.
To sport, but just a warning, this story contains the name of an Indigenous person who's passed away. The Australian wheelchair basketball's first Indigenous round starts today. The three-day round will celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture and honour the sport's First Nations players, both past and present. The round is named after Kevin Gomes, OAM, the first Indigenous man to represent Australia at the Paralympics. Yanyawagarawagugyalanji man and Wheelchair Basketball Australia's Indigenous Working Group Chair, Clarence McCarthy-Grogan, says Mr. Coombs was a pioneer.
He led the way for Indigenous athletes, especially those with a disability. And the fact that we've got the approval to use his name and to honour his legacy in the sport of wheelchair basketball here in Australia, and to give him the name of the Indigenous round. And I'm just excited about the whole concept, and I think it's very, very rewarding for the sport here in Australia, but also I think he deserves it.
And round 17 of the AFL got off to a cracking start last night, with the Western Bulldogs beating North Melbourne 13-7-85 to 20-14-134 at Marvel Stadium. The win is the fourth in a row for the Dogs, who are now fourth on the ladder. It was also Tom Liberatore's 250th game. Now for a look at the capital city weather around the country. Sunny in Brisbane with a top of 21, 18 and sunny in Sydney, and 13 and partly cloudy in Canberra, 15 and mostly sunny in Melbourne, and mostly sunny in Hobart with a max of 13, 19 and partly cloudy in Adelaide, and partly cloudy in Perth with a top of 19, and 29 in Darwin where it'll be mostly sunny. And if there's anything happening in your community you think we should know about, send us an email to news@nirs.org.au.
Hey, mob, it's Murray from the Curry. Trendy Trev here. Join me on Talk Black, weekday mornings from 11 a.m. Queensland Murray time, for an hour of good yarns, talk back and more. Talk Black, Mondays through to Fridays on the National Indigenous Radio Service. Too deadly, you mob.
Hey you mob, come celebrate NAIDOC Week with us at Wichopperen Health Service.
We're throwing our annual Community Day this Wednesday, July 9, and you're invited. Chill out with live music, be moved by traditional Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander dances, and get hands-on with cultural activities. There'll be heaps of info stalls, delicious food, and plenty of chances to have a yarn. This Wednesday, July 9, from 1 to 5pm at Wuchopperin Health Service. See you there. See our Facebook page for more details. Station sponsor.
For my cervical screening test, I chose to ask my doctor about options for screening.
I chose to continue screening.
I chose to do the swab myself at the clinic.
I didn't know I had choices about how it could be done.
I didn't know I had to keep screening every 5 years.
Screening with a doctor was uncomfortable.
Now my screenings are quick, private and pain-free.
Now that I know, I'll be talking to my doctor at my next health check.
Self-swab is private and puts me in control.
It's your cervical screening test. Own it.
Station sponsor.
Thank you. Hi, this is Kian Nona, and you're listening to BBM 98.7 FM.
Break of day, yeah, yeah. Hey, said I'ma need it. When I give them your honey, them all they on top. Them all they on top. Oh na 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 na. This is who was be a like shop. Smooth noise, double my rap crack. Oh na 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 na.
Welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM. We're coming to you live from Fogarty Park. Yo, Bola Maddie, just looking for Ruby. She should be coming back soon. Right now they got the speeches and welcome to country. We just had Drew Formal, and I believe we got Bola Singleton on right now. So we're going through all the clan groups from this area doing welcome to country. And we'll be going live all day till 4 p.m. for your daily mob. So if you're not doing anything, you know what to do. It's school holidays. Come down and check out NAIDOC in the park. The marches was pretty deadly. I think this year's was pretty big. So big ups to the NAIDOC committee for putting together this deadly event for all the mob to come together and put on a great show. So they got daily performances coming up from local dance groups. So there'll be Juju Fumal and his dance mob, and also others as well. So there's heaps of stalls here. We're looking at to getting a couple of yarns throughout the day for your mob. Thanks to Kunja for providing us with our table and chairs. And today looks like a pretty deadly day. All mob come out in packed, stacked crowd. If you saw our live, you should check it out on BBM 98.7 FM. You can see our live there. I went live from the park, tried to do something different, and I think we did. Bola Disco Rock was here down at Fogarty. He didn't attend the march this year, but he come down and chilled out with me for a bit. Thank you, Bola Disco Rock, and I hope everybody's having a good start to the day. We're looking at crossing to the stage for to gather the speeches for your mob. So don't go anywhere. We're going to stay tuned to BBM 98.7 FM. Your Bola Maddie, Ruby, and the crew. So we're going to be having a yarn with all Daily Mobs from NAIDOC committee, the other stalls that they have here as well. But yeah, don't go anywhere, your mob. But make sure you do come down, bring the little ones. There's food stalls here available as well if you want to get a feed and whatnot. So we're going to go to a quick break for you mob, and then we are hoping to get a live feed from the stage for you as well. You're tuned in to BBM 98.7 FM live broadcast from Fogarty Park for 2025, celebrating 50 years. I'm going to go to this quick track. We'll be back here on BBM 98.7 FM. Enjoy. Come on.
Hey you mob, come celebrate NAIDOC Week with us at Wuchopperen Health Service. We're throwing our annual Community Day this Wednesday, July 9, and you're invited. Chill out with live music, be moved by traditional Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander dances, and get hands-on with cultural activities. There'll be heaps of info stalls, delicious food, and plenty of chances to have a yarn. This Wednesday, July 9, from 1 to 5pm at Wuchopperen Health Service. See you there. See our Facebook page for more details. Station sponsor.
Your empty bottles and cans are worth 10 cents each, so don't chuck them out. Earn a bit of extra cash with Containers for Change while helping keep community clean. Whether you have a little or a lot, every bottle and can counts. So start collecting for yourself, your community, or a charity, then cash them in with Containers for Change. Change is in your hands. Search Containers for Change to find a refund point near you.
Station sponsor.
I'm Gian. I'm Brooklyn. And you're listening to BBN.
Welcome back to BBN 98.7 FM. We're coming to you live from Fogarty Park. You're with Bola Maddie and Ruby. And we're looking to get... And Janaea as well. So we got the crew here ready to have a yarn because... I'm going to yarn with Ruby and Janaea because they were part of the march as well. So we're going to have a yarn with them, and then hopefully we can cross to the stage. Good morning.
Good morning. You're here with Ruby and...
Good morning. This is Naya.
Yes, Naya. Everybody. Yeah, we just come from the 2025 Cairns NAIDOC March. Well, we're here at Fogarty Park right now, but we were down at Munro, got there at 9 a.m. Yes. And there was already a crowd there before 9 a.m.
Yeah,
hey.
It was good.
What? It was good. There was a small crowd. And
right. Like when he arrived, I thought it was going to be like this... Not packed, but I'll stay there for a while. They're just going live.
I know. I thought it wasn't really going to be a big crowd as well, but that crowd...
Because we showed out.
Yeah, we did. Because we were at the back of the march, and I was like, oh, I better go to the front.
You have to run.
Yeah, so we were there running.
You had to run.
We were.
But it was good. It was good. And they had some really good people come out this morning. They had the signs as well, you know, they did sign making in the lead up to NAIDOC, so there was little kids there with signs that they'd made stuff, so a couple schools have showed out as well. I know I saw White Rock, shout out to White Rock, they were there, and
Cairns West,
there you go, always rocking up, yeah.
Deadly School, that one, I used to get that one.
Oh,
hey, that's why I represent.
Years ago, nah, jokes. But that was a good march, and you know what? Yeah. Good weather.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
How good is the weather today? Yeah. Sun shining, blue skies. Mm-hmm. And it was a bit cold this morning, but...
Right. You know how cold it was?
Yeah.
10 degrees this morning.
No
ridiculous.
Way.
Here in the main area of Cairns.
I woke up, I was like, I don't want to get out of bed.
I can't. But, exactly. But it was just cool enough that when you come down to march, it was nice. Like, I wasn't sweating or anything, even though I was running around and stuff, but... No, the march was deadly. They had the chant as well.
Yeah.
I'll read it out for you guys.
Well, while you look for the chant. Naya, is this your first march?
Yes. No, actually. This is my first march in a good while.
A good while?
Yeah, it was deadly. Good to see everyone out. Good to see everyone in our colours.
Yes.
Showing out. Yeah. It was good.
I think the community did well, this year.
Oh, yeah.
I think so, too. Yeah. Shout out to Cairns NAIDOC Committee. You know, They got really good energy.
Always bring the vibes.
Yeah, they do. Mm. They do. So their energy, you know, everyone kind of feeds off each other. And like I was saying to Nay when we were at the thing, like you got to have the right person with the microphone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to have the right person that, no shame, yell into the microphone.
Like, nah.
Yeah, yeah.
Slack person.
Oh, happy needle. Nah, but it was when we hit Grafton Street there, went past Gilligan's, and they, you know, they were all standing out there, like, waving on
all
the balcony.
Tourists.
Yeah, yeah. They were there into the microphone, but it was good. The chant here, I've got a photo. It says, strong in spirit, bold in fight, vision shines a guiding light. Legacy held in every song, next generation standing strong.
Wow.
So deadly. There you go. Yeah, deadly chant there. Yeah. I wonder who comes up with the chants. Is this like a national NAIDOC chant, or is it...
I don't know. I think they give it to an MCA to write it.
Yeah. Now, like...
Nah, I think it's a group thing.
Yeah, team effort.
Yeah. So, that, you know, they've probably got a young Indigenous person, an elder, you know, somebody mm-hmm. that probably works in Indigenous businesses.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great concept to, you know, have some a community like that to come together and work on.
Yeah, it's those little things like making a chant, you know, like making signs, making sure people come out and make signs. But the signs are actually very deadly. I'll have to show you some photos. Speaking of photos, check out our social media all day long. You can find us on Facebook at Bama Bipra 987FM. We've got lots of videos and photos going up there. If BBM crew has come around and taken a photo of you, come and say hi to us. You can
please
find your photo. Don't be shame. Come and say hi to us here at Fogarty as well. We're right next to the stage. They're on the stage right now. Shout out to MC, Uncle Nathan Schreiber. He's up there with the guest speakers now as well. We just had Juruju go up and Jan. Looks like they're going to have some dancing soon as well from the Gimoi Wallabari Yidinji tribe. And then they have some more guest speakers that are going up as well. So we're going to put lots of photos up. Just make sure you're checking us out on our socials. And you might as well just come down and say hi as well. It's school holidays. This is the first week of school holidays done. So no excuse not to see the kids running around today. I think they'll do the flag raising soon, eh? Raising?
Yes, very soon. And also, yeah, like Ruby said, keep an eye on our socials because Ruby and Nay will be going around taking deadly photos and probably, you know, little clips of people saying, you know, what NAIDOC means to them.
Yeah.
But yes, we'll have Jan with some of the guest speakers here as well and some of the storeholders that they have here. This feels like it's a festival at the moment, just looking at how many people are here.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah.
It's the sun. It's because the sun's shining.
Yeah, sun is out and, you know, NAIDOC in the park always shows out with heaps of people coming through.
Mm.
And I believe there's a kaikai stall here around here somewhere. Mm. Sissy Barbier got her stall. Hopefully we can get a menu and let you know the prices on the food. Bala came over and said, Uncle, you got pig blood here? I'm like, how much? He's like, 70. I'm like, 10. I'm coming over.
Now, good, because... look, we're going to go for a walk through anyways.
Do a lap,
a lap, see what's out there because it looks very good right now. It looks so packed. So while it's still good and pumping, we'll go out there.
Stalls are pumping.
Get a bit of a layout as well of everyone and then, we'll come back and make sure.
Yes, now we're going to cross to the stage and hopefully we can catch some of these speeches from dignitaries and guest speakers. Welcome back. We couldn't get anything there, but we'll try set up a roving mic, and then we'll get back to you on that one. But don't go anywhere. We're going to play a quick song, and then we'll get some of the speakers from the stage for you, Mob, here on BBM 98.7 FM. You're Bola, Maddie, Ruby, and Naya. So I'll play this daily track by AB Original. Enjoy.
You can call it what you want, but it just don't mean a thing. No, it just don't mean a thing.
No, it's time, homie.
You can come and wave your flag, but it don't mean a thing to me. No, it just don't mean a thing.
No, it's time, homie.
You can call it what you want, but it just don't mean a thing. No, it just don't mean a thing.
Damn, honey.
They said, hey, Briggs, pick a date.
Okay.
You know what? We can celebrate.
For sure.
But we can come together, talk about the weather, call that Australia Day. I said, how about March 8th?
That's a good one.
And we can do it on your nan's grave.
Oh,
we can piss up, it's on the face. Get lit up and burn out like my skate. The screaming love or the leave it. I got more reason to be a riff. You can believe it. Once the loot are constitutional, who's underneath it? Turn that flag to a noose. Put a cease to your breathing. I can't get on my whip. I get a ticket for that. I get a DWB, and that's a drop in my sport. I turn the other cheek. I get a knife on my back. And I tell them it hurts. They say I overreact. So off that.
You can call it what you want.
Celebrate the heretic. Anytime outside Jan 26. That's the day for them suckers doing that sucker dish. That's that land taking, flag waving attitude. Got this new Captain Cook dance to show you how to move. How you wanna raise a flag with a rifle that make us wanna celebrate anything but survival? Nah, you watching telly for The Bachelor, but wouldn't read a book about a offload of massacres. I remember all the blood of my characters. They remember 20 recipes for Lamingtons. Yeah, their ancestors got a boat ride. Both minds saw them coming until they both died. I'm celebrating days made of misery. Why Oz still got the black history? And that shirt will get you banned from the parliament. If you ain't having the conversation, well then we starting it.
You can call it what you want, but it just don't mean a thing. No, it just don't mean a thing. Now you can tell me wave your flag, but it don't mean a thing to me. No, it just don't mean a thing. No, it just don't mean a thing.
Zoning. what you staring? You just jealous. You just jealous. Jealous.
Yes, welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM. How's that deadly track? That was Badass Mother with Dizzy. But right now, we're going to cross over to the stage. We've got Groovy Ruby with the mic, and she's going to put it up near the stage. So, Ruby.
Hey, everybody. It's Ruby here. You're tuned into BBM 98.7 FM. I got the roaming mic right now. And look, we got Uncle Nathan Schreiber up on the stage right now. He's our MC for this year's NAIDOC. He's just welcoming the guest speakers. At the moment, he is welcoming Bree James. So I'm going to cut over to the stage now.
And community leaders to advocate for regional priorities. A long-term resident of the region and a small business owner for several decades, Ms. James brings extensive experience to business and community engagement. Her leadership is shaped by...
Okay, we're going to have it close to the speaker. We're probably just going to move it back a bit. And we're going to go to a quick song, and we'll be back with you mob here on BBM 98.7 FM with Bolam Maddie. So stay tuned, you mob, and we've got some deadly tracks coming your way right now. So don't go anywhere, you mob. This is BBM 98.7 FM live broadcast coming to you live from Fogarty Park for NAIDOC in the Park. Enjoy. Back to BBM 98.7 FM. That was Zalawi Desert Reggae with There's Where I Belong. You're tuning to BBM 98.7 FM with Bolam Maddie, and we're going to try across now to the stage and check out some of the guest speakers. Welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM. If you just tuned in, we're going to do a moment of silence for those past present. So thanks to all our guest speakers. I'm going to play a song for you, Mob, and we'll be back here on BBM 98.7 FM. So don't go anywhere. You tune into BBM 98.7 FM's live broadcast of the NAIDOC in the Park for 2025, celebrating 50 years. I'm going to go with this deadly track for you, Mob. This is Baker Boy. Enjoy.
In the street light, howling at the moon. When I hit the beat, not a guy, babu yun, murmuram, redakay, that's what a brother do. Spreading that mood, bro, get me on the dance floor. We could have a dance off, do it all night. Feeling all juiced up, getting my groove on, set it up super, we could take a flight, alright? I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself.
Now I put it on you. Cool as hell. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you. Cool as hell.
You could be my favorite.
What you really wanna see is the person looking back at you really on track. Are you really on the path to where you wanna be? Doing out of noon, only know me. I ain't in the coma, I really don't sleep. I ain't even tripping every minute that I'm living. I'ma kill it on the rhythm, we can keep it low key. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you. Cool as hell. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you. Hell.
You could be my favorite.
Wallaburra Yirrindji tribe of Gimwai Cairns, and we are honoured to have him speak with us this morning. So please join me, give a warm welcome to Uncle Gerald Formar.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Gimwai land. I was very glad to be accepted to do the speech, but on the other hand, I was a bit scared, but just looking at all you small beer today gave me the courage to speak and go on what I would like to talk about. As you know, like this NAIDOC week started right back in the 1920s, 1930s by activists all around Australia to show the plight of all the Indigenous people of our nation. And on the 26th of January, there was the awareness of our people in 1931-38 of our plight, and it became known as the Aboriginal Day. But later on, years after 1991, seeing the committee the privilege to get the Torres Strait Islanders to join in with us, with our culture and what we could present to you as one nation. However, we, growing up in Yarrabah, I found it like, I used to come across from Yarri to the KSI for about 3 months until my father got a job on Palmer Island. Yeah, I met many of the people I did at Vicente because of wrongdoing, according to the white speculation, and this became known as the prison community throughout Queensland. I'm saying that it forced me to do my best to get out there and see if I could help my people. One of those times that I felt better was when I was at 12 years old, I came to Cairns and went to a meeting at the label, at the Iberian building with the Waterside Workers Union. At the Waterside Union, there was Uncle Joe McGinnis, Evelyn Scott, my Uncle Robert Patterson, there was Uncle Alf Neal, Mac Underwood, Mrs. Ruth Wallace, etc. And from then, they were talking about the awareness of our plight of our people, and I thought, well, I would like to someday get an education and assist my people. As mentioned, I've worked in many areas, especially in the Adelaide Glen as a correctional counsellor, where I found that some of them that were incarcerated should not have been there. And I'd also like to say that other people such as Mick Miller, Les Collins and them, I was privileged to meet them. On saying that, I would like to bring this to an end because I could go on all day speaking about my elders and my leaders that done a lot for Cairns and Australia. Thank you.
Thank you, Uncle Gerald, for those incredible stories. We look forward to seeing the next generation take on the torch and continue the cause. Of course, celebrations like this in Fogarty Park and all other activities that were on during NAIDOC Week in Cairns do not just happen on their own. It takes a committed and dedicated group of people who volunteer their time, knowledge and passion into organising events like today's NAIDOC Family Fun Day in the park. We would like to acknowledge these hard-working people and welcome them this morning to talk about the work they have done. For many years, the Cairns NAIDOC Committee, who are a group of volunteers, come together at the beginning of the year to plan the massive number of events that you get to enjoy and participate in during NAIDOC Week. Cairns NAIDOC Committee, auspiced by Deadly Inspiring Youth Doing Good, DIG, plan events and activities during NAIDOC Week. To speak on behalf of Cairns NAIDOC Committee, please welcome the Chair. Sorry. Changing page. Please welcome the Chair of the Cairns NAIDOC Committee, Ms. Nicole Caeli.
Awesome. Before I begin, I just want to thank Juruju and Gavin for the beautiful welcome, welcoming us on their beautiful country this morning. But good morning, Gimoi! I hope everyone is awake and alive. Who's excited for today? Bro, you guys make me shame. I swear Townsville can do better than that. Let's try again. Who's ready for today? Awesome. So for those that don't know me, my name's Nicole Caeli. I'm a proud Nuwan and Yurundali descendant. I was born and raised here on Gimoi, and I have the privilege of being the chair of the Cairns NAIDOC Committee. It's so great to see you all here celebrating NAIDOC in Friday in the Park, a day of culture, connection, and community. This year's theme, The Next Generation, Strength, Vision, Legacy. For me, it's about honoring the strength for those who came before us, holding a vision for a better future, and leaving a legacy the next generation can be proud of. And that's what today's all about. Seeing our culture thrive, hearing the voices of our people, and building strong foundations for what's to come. As the next generation, we've stepped into this space to help build a stronger future for NAIDOC and Gimoi, while carrying the strength of our ancestors and elders who have came before us. Our committee is 100% volunteer run. Everyone you see here today, from setting up, coordinating, performing, and helping out, is giving their time and energy out of love for this community. So thank you for being a part and soul for our NAIDOC Week. Your work does not go unnoticed. Let's give them all a round of applause. Our committee is supported by DIG, Deadly Inspiring Youth Doing Good, who auspice the Cairns NAIDOC Committee. DIG values community and self-determination, and they're committed to empowering us to carry forward the legacy of NAIDOC. They support us by helping to build the structure and systems that will carry NAIDOC forward for years to come. Not just for us, but the generations after us too. This support allows us to do what really matters, celebrating culture, honouring people, and strengthening our future. But we can't do it alone. We need more community members to join the NAIDOC committee to keep building and growing. So if you're passionate about culture, community, legacy, and creating space for MOB, we'd love to help you. We'd love to have you with us. Come join us. So we need more hands, more ideas, more voices at the table to keep our NAIDOC celebrations going strong. So this year, NAIDOC Week is packed full of events right across Scrimmoy, from our NAIDOC breakfast to our elders' luncheons and our gala dinner and many more. So if you want more information about our events, you can head to our new website or you can come visit us down at the NAIDOC tent, just by the stage here. We also have our calendar of events booklets, so which has all of our events in it. So if you want one, head on down. There's plenty there. And of course, none of these events would be possible without the incredible support of our sponsors, funders, in-kind supporters, and partner organisations. We want to say a huge thank you to everyone who has contributed to making this year's NAIDOC Week so special. Friday in the Park is our biggest event of the week. And we want to give a massive thank you to everyone who has contributed to making it possible today. In particular, I just want to acknowledge our major sponsor, Queensland Council of Unions, our funder, Cairns Regional Council, our in-kind supporter, Lionheart Security, and our event partners, Dread Sound and Underwood Party Hire. Your support means so much to our community, and you've created a space where we can come together, celebrate culture, and connect across generations. And for that, we're truly thankful. Lastly, I want to thank our community. Your presence here today shows the strength of our culture and pride as we carry as First Nations people. So let's keep showing up, let's keep standing strong and walking together for ourselves, for each other, and the next generation. So I hope you all enjoy today, and let's celebrate our strength, our joy, and just being black and deadly. Thank you, Gimoi.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community. You define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, come celebrate NAIDOC Week with us at Wuchopperin Health Service. We're throwing our annual Community Day this Wednesday, July 9, and you're invited. There's loads to see and do, and families attending can win 6 months' supply of fresh fruit and veggies delivered straight to your door, courtesy of Tableland to Tabletop. This Wednesday, July 9, from 1 to 5pm at Wuchopperin Health Service. See you there. See our Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor.